Disputed elections in Iran have created a new political landscape in that country. As conservatives now hold most of the seats in parliament, President Bush and other members of the international community have expressed disappointment that the reform candidates were disqualified from running in those elections. But though conservative legislators are now firmly in control of government, it's not yet clear they intend to roll back past reformist victories. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Tehran. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And do the reformers have any means to protect the gains they made when they controlled parliament?
I think they do. They don't control the parliament anymore. They're, in effect, ousted from government. But all the reformist leaders that I've talked to over the past 10 days or so say that they're going to reconstitute the pro-democracy and reform movement outside of government, and that means student organizations and civil society organizations, the media. And a lot of their leaders believe that they can come back stronger outside the government and put pressure on the government to maintain some of the freedoms that they've won over the last 4 years better than when they were working inside the government.
Well, Iran's, I guess we might call him for the moment, formerly reformist President Khatami was elected twice by a landslide. He was, of course, pressured to endorse these elections. Does he still have any standing in the reformist movement?
I'm not sure that he has much standing any longer, and practically speaking, he doesn't have much power. He's going into the last year of his presidency. The two terms will total 8 years, but he can't run for re-election next year. And so without the support of the parliament, it seems that he's been stripped mostly of the reins of power, or what reins of power he had in Iran. And he will, I would imagine, just have to hold back as much as he can the conservative onslaught over the next year.
Mm-hmm. Michael, the Ayatollah Khamenei had publicly leaned on the Guardian Council to allow more reformers to participate in the elections, which didn't happen, yet he called the election results a success. How is he measuring that?
Well, I think that people here describe Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, as very, very political and very clever. And it's not clear to me that the position he took before the election, in which he put pressure on his own Guardian Council to reinstate some of the disqualified reformers, was in fact genuine. At any rate, they didn't. The reformers, thousands of them, were disqualified from running, and Ayatollah Khamenei afterwards proclaimed the election a great success. Clearly, there is no longer within the government, within the parliament, a challenge to his authority from reformist candidates. And in that sense, his strength is strengthened by the election.
Michael, we understand the conservative leaders there are saying that they're waiting for some kind of signal from the United States to improve relations with Tehran. What are they looking for, and is that plausible right now?
Well, they say what they're looking for is for the United States to say that it respects, essentially, and will not challenge the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's for later, it seems to me, that if there are going to be signals from the United States, they will be far more subtle and there'll be back-channel communications with Iran if there is any way of moving forward in improving the relations between the two nations. But clearly, the Bush administration is not happy with the recent political developments in Iran, so I don't see that taking place for quite some time.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran.